Hey y'all, this Mama Susie coming at ya. Hope you're doing good. I'm doing pretty okay. You know, today's subject is basically don't sweat the small stuff. Because as we can tell, we can't control anything in life. So, my sugar's been okay. A little high in the morning, but not too bad. I did have a little bit of difficulty with my hidradenitis suppurativa, or HS as they call it, where you can get cysts on your body. It's an autoimmune disease, and seems like it always like flares up when I would have had my period, and I get one on my side, and I get one like. Sometimes women get it on the sides of their thighs, you can get it under your armpits, men can get it too, but usually women with PCOS, and sometimes people with diabetes and that. It's a skin issue, it's autoimmune disease, and a lot of times it's what you eat. I know if I have too many tomatoes or potatoes or anything that's I believe it's called some kind of, there's a diet, I've looked it up before, like ground cherries, okra, things like that, and it can make you more inflamed. So if you have a lot of inflammation around that time where your period is or when you would have had your period, sometimes you can feel like a little tingle where it might be. And I usually make myself like golden milk. And I mix turmeric, like 1.5 teaspoons of turmeric, organic kind from Kroger or anywhere, as long as it's really real stuff, and a little bit of milk. And you can use like substitute milk if you can't have regular milk or you don't like it. A little glass of it. You want to put black pepper with it because it helps you absorb that turmeric. And I put a little salt, and if you want to put herbs in it, like parsley or something that would give it a savory taste, because it's going to be really bland. You can also make it with water. You can make these things called turmeric bombs. You can look those up online. I do 2 tablespoons of coconut oil, and it's also 1 teaspoon to 2 teaspoons of the organic turmeric, salt, pepper, and parsley. And you can put those in ice cube trays and freeze those. Now, a lot of times that helps like with your sugar and things like that as far as your type 2 diabetes. So that can help with that, but it also can help if there's something going on in your body, some kind of autoimmune issue. Now, I'm not a doctor or nurse or anything, but I'm telling you what works for me. All you can do is try it, and as long as it doesn't mess with any kind of medication you take, you can try it too. It's not a pleasant, it's not a wonderful taste. I mean, it's not awful. It's bland. But it seems like it helps a lot, you know, bring your sugar down and help with that a little bit. But if you suffer from HS or anything that could be, you know, close to it, it will help heal the inside of your body and out. I also get like a cotton ball in warm water and just put a little bit of turmeric on it. And then after I've washed the area, you know, where it's bothering me, where there's, you know, the HS, I run it across a line, and then I put that turmeric in. Make sure you're clean, you know, you wash up first. I use a good antibacterial soap, and I believe the soap I use is like, it's antimicrobial or something like that. I can go look. Let's see. I'm going to run to my bathroom and I can't remember it verbatim what the name of it is. But you guys probably know what it is if you suffer from it. And, you know, just wash, like take a shower if you have to, or wash the area. Oh, excuse me. Habit Cleanse. HIBICLENS. And it's an antibiotic, antimicrobial skin cleanser. And it just keeps it extra clean, and then pat it, and then put that turmeric, like a tincture on it, really, the water and the turmeric, and put a Band-Aid on it. And it should help make the cysts go down. But you want to run it along as long as, because with those cysts, they will, they tunnel underneath the skin. And a lot of people are really embarrassed to talk about it. I mean, I've had a friend where she got staph infection in it and had to go to the hospital. And I'm like, you have to switch your diet around. You have to take care of yourself. And sometimes stress can bring it out more. So, you know, do your best to take care of yourself, especially if you, you know, you're suffering from all these things. You have to learn to, you know, don't sweat the small stuff, because in life we can't be in control of anything, really. I mean, to a point, but most things are out of our hands. So sometimes I'm just saying a little prayer and doing my little thing, and just trying to, like, take care of my body and getting enough sleep. Sometimes that could affect it too, I'm sure, and make my blood pressure be high and my sugar be high and stuff like that. So I'm learning as time goes on not to sweat the small stuff. And there's a lot of people in life who are going to try to get you to fit in their mold, or sometimes they even try to push you in their your own way to, you know, and maybe they don't even mean it in a negative way, but it kind of irks you. You know, you're going to do things the way you're going to do them, and you're going to do things and believe things, and, you know, I can't make you believe anything or do anything. You can only make yourself do those things. And, you know, sometimes we just need time for ourselves, you know. I know my sugar blood pressure kind of get out of whack if I am sick or getting over being sick, or I don't know, I'm just having a rough week. You know, I'm like everybody else. I have stress. You know, I have to take a big breath and try to tell myself, you know, I'm trying to take care of me first, and I can help other people. And I'm thankful for all your kindness. And I just want to let you guys know that. And I love you, and I appreciate you. And I'm very proud of you. It's not easy, and all you can do is keep trying, but try not to sweat the small stuff, because in life you find out there's a lot more things that are bigger than the small stuff. You know, there could be cancer, there could be MS, there could be a death in the family, there could be so many things. You know, people struggle with. Maybe you do. Maybe your friends and family do. You know, try to be there for them as much as you can, but give back off a little bit and give them time for themselves. If they truly, you know, need you or need a shoulder to cry on, that you'll be there. So I just want to let you guys know that, and let you know I want you to kind of think about what I've talked about today. So I pray you're doing good and you're taking care of yourselves and you're watching your sugar. And, you know, just try to take one day at a time. That's all we can do in life. And you're doing good. I mean, you're trying your best, and that's what really counts. So, you know, put one foot in front of the other, and all those wonderful cliches that, you know, we know that they mean something. That's where they came from. And, boy, you can hear the hyperness in myself a little bit today. Maybe I had too many coffees. I don't know. But, you know, you just try your best. And that's what I've been doing. You know, through this all, we all have to try our best. And, hey, like I said, I'm proud of you and I'm thankful for you. So you guys have a good week. And remember what I've talked about. And I'll be praying for you. And, you know, leave me a message if you like. And you take care of yourself. Mama Susie. Signing out. Bye-bye.